I'd like to thank the senator from Alabama for his remarks. But I stayed also to hear Senator Coburn, and I'm glad I did. It was an important speech for this body in a whole variety of ways. The senator from Alabama has spoken in one of the ways, but another way was that he reminded us that we are here not to advance our own political interests. I don't think most of us feel like we are. We come here from a variety of different directions. Most of us are accidents to be here. I mean, we don't take ourselves all that seriously. We know that it's just a set of circumstances that put us here. And we work hard. I think most of us get up every day trying to think that by the end of the day we'll think of something constructive to do that will help the country. But the functioning of the Senate has failed us in our ability to do that. I've tried to put my finger on it over the last 6 years. I'm not sure I have all the answers. I came here 40 years ago with Howard Baker, 1967. I was a very young, just out of law school, and I watched things. It's never very easy in a big, complex country like this to resolve things, so that many of the tougher issues get thrown here. So we're supposed to have big issues and fierce debates and big arguments and differences of opinion. That's what we're for. But the tradition has always been that when they come here, we not only bring them up and discuss them, that we resolve them, that we come to some conclusion. And that's a part of what Senator Coburn says as well. We're not able to do that when the structure of the Senate keeps us for 9 days, as an example, from dealing with the single most important issue facing our country, high gas prices. And then Senator Coburn spoke about another equally important issue to our country, our fiscal condition in the country. So we need to think about what do we need to do to change the structure of our Senate. I know many on the other side must feel the same way. I served with some of them when we were governors, and they were of different parties. I know they're well-intentioned. We have our private conversations. We all express to each other our disappointment that we were not able to focus on a major issue and show respect to our opinions and then come to a result. Well, we must do that. Our country faces many serious challenges. The fiscal condition of our country has to be dealt with in the next 6 years, has to be dealt with. The challenge of energy independence has to be dealt with. Our health care system has to be dealt with. And we can't do that with a dysfunctional Senate. We simply can't do that. So we need to dedicate ourselves to work across party lines to put the country first and the partisan considerations second. I think most of us would rather do that, but there are a few here who prevent that. And perhaps we just need to overcome it. Whether it's our spending all of our spare time in partisan meetings, maybe we need to spend more together. But I stayed to listen to Senator Coburn because I respect him. There are very few senators who are more valuable in our Senate than he. He is obviously here, not for some partisan purpose. He has a sense of purpose about our country and about our Senate. I commend him for it, and I'm glad I had the privilege of hearing him speak this afternoon. Thank you, Mr. President.